We've come a long way, baby. Those myths or lies have been thrown out the window, and you are free to have a masturbation session anytime you want. In fact, masturbation is a great way to relieve your horniness when you don't have a partner in place at the moment. It's a great stress reliever and can actually give you a better night's sleep. So now that masturbation is fully okay, how about anal masturbation? This is certainly an option that many in the LGBTQ+ community have chosen because they can achieve even more intense orgasms through solo anal play. So, is solo anal sex for you? Well, you won't really know until you try it, will you? Before you do, though, have a look at all of these anal masturbation tips that serve as a guide to anal masturbation sessions you might be thinking about. Two categories of anal masturbation. Let's first set this straight. There are two large categories of anal play. Using your hands or using sex toys. Both can bring you plenty of pleasure and anal orgasm, but you may find that you prefer one over the other for the best anal penetration. Exploring anal stimulation and masturbation in both manners will be your first task. But even before that, you need to take the time to get to know your anus, all about its nerve endings and the anal sphincter muscles. When you do solo anal, you will want to know all there is about the anal opening, whether your anatomy is male or female, and about the rectum too, as there are differences. For example, there is a male G-spot that can be accessed during anal insertion. This is not the case with female anatomy. Females may find that anal masturbation can accompany and make a clitoral orgasm even stronger. So whether you have a penis or a vagina, dual stimulation can result in far more pleasure and a much stronger orgasm. It's time to take a look at how anal masturbation can give you the pleasure and satisfaction you seek. Anal masturbation with your fingers and hands. Here are the basics if you are planning on anal masturbation without any external devices. Get clean. You don't want a mess on your hands or sheets. If you haven't had a normal bowel movement in the last hour, consider cleaning yourself with an enema. You might also want to take a nice warm bath just to relax, especially those sphincter muscles that will be involved. Set the mood. A warm bath is just the first step. Think about what relaxes you and gets you in the mood for sex. Is it soft music? What about lighting? Do candles help? Just because you don't have a partner doesn't mean that your anal masturbation session shouldn't happen in the same arousal environment. Maybe masturbate your normal way first. When you have had an orgasm, you always feel more relaxed. So think about doing that first and then take your time for your anal exploration. Your anus and rectum will likely be more relaxed. Go slowly. Begin your solo anal play by using your fingers to massage around your anal opening. There are lots of nerve endings there, and you may find that they can be just as exciting as your other erogenous zones. Then, with some lube on that one finger, insert that finger into your rectum. Now, before you tighten up and get nervous, remember that you have a bowel movement far bigger than your finger probably every day. Amazing masturbation can't happen unless you are relaxed. Move on to more anal penetration. Once your sphincter muscles have relaxed with that one finger, insert a larger finger or maybe two into your rectum. Be sure to use more lube and be certain that your fingernails are well trimmed or use a tight-fitting glove. Using your own fingers for the beginning of solo anal play allows you to control the entire process and take a break for some deep breathing in between. Experiment with anal sex positions. There are lots of different positions you can try. You can bend over in the shower. You can lie on your side with your knees tucked up to your chest. You can lie on your back with a pillow under your hips and your legs spread apart. You can get on all fours, supporting yourself on one hand or arm, and use one hand for experimentation. Exploring these new sex positions will let you see which ones are the most erogenous for you. Gradually add more fingers and go deeper into your rectum. This is known as training the rectum and anal sphincter muscles to expand and accept a larger presence. And it is good preparation for your next step, the use of a sex toy for future masturbation sessions. Anal masturbation with sex toys. Anal sex toys come in all types and varieties: dildos, butt plugs, anal beads, prostate massagers, if you are male, anal vibrators, dildos, and other anal toys that are combinations of these. Anal toys can provide great anal play, but again, These will require far more than one anal masturbation session and many more than one sex toy. In general, you will want to look for anal play and masturbation toys that have either a flared base or a handle with a loop, so that they can be removed easily. More than one person has ended up in the emergency room because a sex toy has been stuck inside. The other key is to use plenty of lube. So, let's break down the possibilities for anal sex toys if you are ready to try anal masturbation with toys. The dildo. Now here's the category of toys for your anus that is the largest, primarily because the same types of toys are used for vaginas and to stimulate other erogenous zones of the body. Chat rooms on lesbian dating apps are filled with how toys are used. And don't think for a minute that gays don't use them too. Just check out some information and chats on gay dating apps, and you will learn a lot. In fact, people of any sexual orientation are into dildos for all sorts of purposes, including to anally masturbate. Now let's talk about types of dildos. You have so many options to try. Hard dildos. These come in materials like stainless, hard rubber, glass, and even crystal. They are most often used to stimulate specific erogenous zones, and the anus is clearly one of those. Soft dildos. Soft rubber and silicone make dildos squishier. And squishier is usually better for anal play that is going to involve more than just anal stimulation, but anal masturbation too. The anal sphincter muscles may have an easier time relaxing with these anal sex toys. Realistic dildos are those shaped like a penis and allow anal masturbation that may help to train the butt for the real thing. Unrealistic dildos are the opposite, rod-like sex toys with a rounded tops. Dildos can also double as anal vibrators, battery-operated or remote-controlled. Double-ended dildos can do double duty. If they are bendable, a female can engage in both vaginal and anal masturbation. Or they can be used by two male partners for anal masturbation together. Inflatable dildos are often used when people want to train their anal canals to accept larger anal toys or the real thing. But they can also bring about intense orgasms for some. Dildos with a suction cup on one end can be a great traveling companion. They can be stuck to almost any surface at any height, and you can backdoor into it, with your hands free to stimulate other erogenous zones. Butt plugs. Anyone who is going to try anal masturbation might want to begin this journey with a butt plug. This sex toy is usually meant to train the butt to accept it being open for a period of time and to help those sphincter muscles learn to relax, as something stays in the anus for an extended period of time. The butt plug is used by people of any sexual orientation, and some just enjoy the stimulation of wearing one throughout their day. This sex toy has a flared base, so there is no chance for it to get lost in that anal canal. You do need to keep your body safe and free from a hospital visit. Before inserting a butt plug, it's a good idea to have had a bowel movement in the recent past. If not, it will have to be removed for that event, and it can be a bit messy. The shape of these sex toys is important too. Don't just try to fashion one yourself. Butt plugs start out small, widen in the middle, and then get small again as they taper into that flared base. Lube, lube, lube is the keyword here. Insert a lubed finger inside first and then put more lube all over that plug before inserting it into your anus. The other rule is to go slowly as you insert your plug. Never do it when you are rushed for time, especially if you are on your way to work or out somewhere. You can wear a plug as long as you want, actually. It's not like a dildo that is meant for anal masturbation. And yet, some people get enough pleasure from just the sensation of having something inserted into their anus that they have an orgasm. As for material, there is no best. It's a matter of personal choice. But they do come in all sorts of materials, glass, stainless, silicone, etc. Cleanliness is really important, and if you put a finger inside first, wash it thoroughly once removed. And once your plug is removed, wash it with hot water and antibacterial soap. Keep it in a case in between uses. Anal beads. Anal beads differ from plugs because they add the sensation of movement. Like a dildo, they also come in many materials, but silicone is the most recommended because it is non-porous. If you do use silicone beads, do not use silicone lube, though, because it will break down the silicone eventually. Use a water-based lube. Silicone lube can be used for all other materials. Beads come in all numbers and sizes, but most commonly the smaller bead is the first one, and they get gradually larger as they go down. Many use beads on stiff threading because they are easier to push into the anus. There should be a base or a loop at the end, so they do not get stuck. Pushing the beads in and then pulling them out is what causes pleasure and sometimes a climax. Try different positions as you use your beads too. You may like lying sideways in bed if you are new to them because your anus tends to be more relaxed in that position. As with any anal masturbation session, begin with deep breathing first to relax your whole body. Start pushing the beads in one by one and remember you don't have to go all the way with them at first. This can be anal play at its finest because you get to choose the pressure that works best by the size of the beads. A dildo and a plug are set sizes for the most part. And for added anal sex pleasure, beads that vibrate are also sold. Cleanup is the same as with any other device you insert during anal play. If you anally masturbate, you commit to keeping things bacteria-free. Let's wrap up. Anal play can bring you to a new level of pleasure, so you owe it to yourself to explore what it can do for you. Most people who masturbate anally start slow, either manually or with toys, and gradually work up to wider stretching of those rectal muscles. You would be well advised to do the same. Deep breathing, lots of lube, and plenty of cleanups are definitely called for if you anally masturbate, so plan on it for every session. Whether you choose anal play with your hands, toys, or both, these anal masturbation tips should ensure that you have a much better experience. It's up to you to explore all of your options, go forth and enjoy.